Prioritizing demand. Demand management includes planning demand, communicating demand, influencing demand, and prioritizing demand. Planning and influencing demand involve product and brand management, marketing, and sales activities that determine where to focus efforts and execute those plans. The goal is to convince customers to purchase the organization's products and services so that the organization's business objectives are met or exceeded. Communicating demand is the critical back and forth process of communicating the demand plan in S and OP. Prioritizing demand is the process of resequencing demand priorities or convincing customers to accept substitutes when supply and demand are out of balance in terms of volume. Timing or sales 1009. At the S and OP level, volume would be the main adjustment. The timing and 1009 adjustments would occur later as part of master scheduling. The idea is to help demand better match what supply is capable of acquiring or producing, or to promote a more efficient production sequence. Here's a summary of ways to adjust demand either here or at the master scheduling level. Demand shaping. Creating a perceived or real incentive for customers to purchase products that are more feasible or profitable to supply. This can be through marketing and promotions and/or by rationing supply, such as by raising prices to ensure those that want it most will get it because they are willing to pay more. Lead time adjustment. This includes both increasing lead times, later delivery as a method of rationing supply, or decreasing lead times. Decreasing lead times can incentivize and increase demand. Decreasing lead time can be done in many ways. Lean production, stocking strategies, changing production strategies, making quality improvements, and so on. Substitutions. If a substitute product is not in a shortage and a first choice product is in shortage, demand shaping can involve promoting the substitute product's sales. Complementary products. Demand shaping to promote complementary products can be a way to increase a given plan's profitability. Bundling a slower moving product with a complementary product might promote better inventory turnover. Another example is a substitute product bundled with a complementary product that together provide the desired functionality of the customer's first choice product that has constrained supply.